down.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky paid tribute on Monday to U.S. nationals who have fought in the 15-month-old war against Russian invaders.
On behalf of all Ukrainians, I would like to honor the courage and self-sacrifice of all Americans who stood in defense and keep defending the freedom.
Zelensky stood outside his office in Kyiv in a video message marking the U.S. Memorial Day holiday. Americans have been among thousands of foreign nationals signing up for tours of duty in Ukraine in various units, with an estimated death toll of about 20. South Africa's president has appointed a judge to oversee an inquiry into allegations the country supplied arms to Russia. AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports.
The U.S. ambassador to South Africa claims weapons and ammunition were loaded onto a Russian-flagged cargo ship that secretly docked at a naval base near Cape Town in December last year. South Africa has denied there was any government-sanctioned deal to provide weapons to Russia, although it hasn't categorically ruled out that an unofficial transaction took place involving another entity. The South African president's office says the panel has 6 weeks to complete its investigations and another 2 weeks from then to provide a report to Ramaphosa. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Explosions rattled Kyiv during daylight as Russian ballistic missiles fell on the Ukrainian capital. The barrage came hours after a more common nighttime attack on the city by drones and cruise missiles. Debris from missiles intercepted by Ukrainian air defenses Monday fell in Kyiv's central and northern districts during the morning. Follow us online at voanews.com. This is